Hello there.
Hey.
glad to call back. Sorry, my phone had to reconnect.
No worries. What part did you guys hear?
I think I heard most everything you were saying.
Okay.
The last thing before reconnection was like, if we parted ways, everything okay. Was in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with the website, to be clear about the website, how it works is like this. If you guys left for any reason, the website domain, you can do a buyout for $99. It's yours to keep, and you can take it and host it wherever you want. And you can rewrite the content. You can do whatever you want. Or you have the ability to continue hosting with us, and we will continue making updates and changes. You can call in. You still have access to make updates and changes yourself with Local Splash Dashboard, or have Local Splash make those changes or updates for you.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
That's tremendous.
So what about in the case where, like, we have started, like, a bare-bones business page on Facebook? Would you guys take it over and modify?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, because we already have one of those up, but, yeah, got to make it better.
Yeah, well, this is, again, your success is our success. If you're not seeing success, then you're not going to stick it out, you know? Like, we're going to do every effort. As long as you give us the availability to be able to have access to those things. So this is where a lot of companies seem to misunderstand. It's a working relationship. We're not going to sprinkle some magic fairy dust on your account and it's going to suddenly come to life. You have to work with us, and we're going to work very closely with you to make it successful. But with something like this, you know, yes, we go in, we definitely make the changes and adjustments through the Facebook page. We optimize it. We do recommend that you guys continue posting on your Facebook page, because that's going to give us fresh content to work with. Okay, we're going to build out those Facebook ads and make them as attractive as possible, because we want it to be successful.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely do that,
Now, as far as, like, actual, like, social media support, like, let's see the Facebook page, do you guys have anyone that deals with, like, video infographic material, or is there members you, like, would refer?
With what?
Infographic.
I've never heard of that. What is that?
So infographic would be, like, let's say there's a picture with, for example, there's a flow chart with, like, data outlining steps you can take. So, like, yes, no, if you have this problem and you want to take this action, move down. Like, it's basically...
Like a form fill?
Yeah, but, like, on an actual, like, just, like, a photo. Just a photo showing you, like, different actions you can take to get to, like, the end result you want, to kind of educate the customer or, like, whether they need the service.
Right. So if you have something like that you want us to post, absolutely. As far as us building something like that for you, I am not positive that we could do that. I'm not going to say yes or no. That is a question for the Facebook team. But I know if you guys already have it, then yes, they're gonna go ahead and brand that for a fact. The thing is a lot of companies mistake that when we say social media marketing, that we're gonna be like responding to your clients and you know, creating stories and reels for you, and that's just not realistic, because we have over 10,000 clients across the U.S. You know, so we always want to set a realistic expectation for you. Now, as far as form fill goes, anybody spending over $100 with Local Splash and Facebook ads, $200, $300, you get automatic form fill. Form fill is going to be a great way to advertise, because when the clients click on that ad, it automatically directs them to fill out the form for what their needs are. And that form goes directly to you guys as a lead. It'll come through as an actual lead, because that person wants contact right then, or they wouldn't be filling out that form. Okay?
So gotcha. It's going to be like a free intake form, basically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But we can only offer that to clients who are spending more than the base with us.
Yeah, that's fine. We might eventually get up to that point, but.
Right. You guys are just getting it up off the ground. We understand that. and we want it to be successful. So that's why I let you guys know all the features and like where I see your account going in the next 6 months. Like I genuinely see it going towards Google Guarantee, and those are direct leads coming from Google that are, there's like a process that it goes through. So it's a better qualified lead, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So, we start off, you were saying month to month for the first couple months, we're going to be at 250. And then if we need to discuss, you know, changing, adding features and stuff like that, we can do that down the line.
Correct. You can upgrade at any time of your choosing. You know, that's completely up to you. Everything's month to month. The price point isn't going to go up or change on you unless you choose to increase the service. There is an option here that finance offers if you guys choose it. Fantastic. If you don't, that's fine too. They do offer you 3 month prepaid at $700 flat rate, which covers you for the first 3 months. And, you know, it gives you a strong sense of how everything's going to be going steadily, because that's, you know, a quarter, and that's how most people do their marketing, is quarter by quarter. If they're going to make a change, they make a change after a 3 month period. So they always offer that to you guys if you're interested in that, or we can start month to month. Up to you.
I think we'll go with the 3 months.
The 3 months?
Money on that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Support you guys for 3 months.
All right.
Let's face it.
Awesome. So I know that you're both going to be users on the account, but we set the account in whoever's name is on the credit card. So is that going to be Jonathan or Ed?
It's going to be Jonathan.
Okay. J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
That's correct. Yep.
Last name?
Gilliland. G-I-L-L-I-L-A-N-D.
All right. Email?
office@serenityrestoration.org.
Okay. So you have that domain?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. That's rad. Okay. So let me go ahead and go in here. So contact phone number for the clients, I have it 440-662-8850.
I'll double check.
That's the number we're on currently?
628850. Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And then I have a cell phone number here, 434-466-3043.
Yeah, that's my personal, but I don't mind if you guys wanted to call.
Right. We'll call your personal cell, and then we'll have clients contact the business line. Now, let me go ahead and add Ed in here. I'm assuming he's an authorized user on the account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And his position within the company, is he a partner or employee?
Upper management.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a
okay.
Upper man.
Okay. Well, top employee.
That's right.
We'll put manager. We'll just put manager. Okay, that way they know what his title is. And then
what
is Ed's last name?
Perales Diaz.
Wow.
So, PERALES-DIAZ.
All right, my friend. They didn't take it easy on you even a little bit.
I bet you can tell by our last names which one of us is better at salsa dancing.
For sure.
It would be me.
And Ed, what is your phone number?
Oh, hold on right here. I got to.
Yeah, he can give you the, he also has a work number.
Okay. Yeah, just whenever locals, like, so whenever he's going to call in and make a change or adjustment, his number will automatically register in the system. And then you guys will have a password on your account. So anytime they call in, make change, adjustment, they'll just be asking that specific code word. And then, of course, you guys will have that, you know?
Okay. Phone number is 440-822-0442.
Okay. Okay, got that. All right. Then I know that you guys were going through Google verification and having some situations, and you and I have briefly touched on that before, Jonathan. Having a home office, things like that, is not an issue. Google does recognize that all the time. I have a business home office at 320 Columbia Avenue. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll keep the physical address hidden on Google. It will only show city, state, and zip code. And with that, you know, they're going to ask for, during client, we're going to have a client onboarding. And during the client onboarding, what's going to happen is client onboarding is going to have you send over specific documents. I'm assuming that you have business license and insurance for Serenity?
I have insurance, yes. We don't have to have a license for the
company. It's not required. Okay. Do you have an LLC for the company?
I do, yes.
Okay. That's still like a form of licensing, so that's great.
Okay. And then I do have a P.O. box at my local post office that is primarily for when insurance companies, because we do a lot of insurance work, when they send checks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there needs to be a, you know, if it would be helpful to have a physical address, but obviously I can't steal the post office, but if I could have a P.O. box, I don't know if people would be able to see that, if that would help. Or if it would just be better to...
If you want the post office box to show on the website for whatever reason, that's fine. Google will not recognize a post office box under any circumstances. If you've put any of that on your documentation, or you've put it on when trying to get your Google verification, that's exactly why you're being shut down.
Okay. Yeah, because for my Google verification, I put the 320, I think.
Yeah. It's gonna shut it down. Google will not allow PO boxes at all. They don't allow the UPS boxes, anything like that, because it's a protection for you, believe it or not. And this is the thing, is especially during COVID, like the way it used to be is you could do a snail mail verification. You could go on Google, you could fill out Google My Business, and then they would send you a code in the snail mail. And then you'd go back into your Google My Business, you punch that code in, and bam, your company's verified. But they were verifying it at P.O. boxes. So they would have, you know, Sammy's Nails and Lenny's Landscapes and so-and-so's dry cleaning and all these, I'm doing air quotes, businesses, okay? But there was no verification that they were actually legit.
Yeah.
And people were taking advantage. So Google changed the way they do the verification. So if it requires video verification, then we walk you through how to give us video verification. If it requires live verification, which is what we hope for most of the time, and we're able to get it quite often, we don't get to pick or choose, but we're a Google partner, so certain, you know, attributes do happen. Live verification is like where Google will set a call, Google will call us, we'll call you, and we're all on a live verification call, and bam, you get verified. Or phone verification. So they stop doing it snail mail altogether, and they don't recognize P.O. boxes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, just so you guys have an understanding of how it goes, because we've done, you know, extensive research, and we have that team over there with Google where we're able to kind of make this happen for you in a much quicker manner. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about the services.
Sorry, say that again?
About the services.
What services we perform?
Correct.
Water mitigation, mold remediation, you could just say like water restoration.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how specific you want to get. soon we'll add carpet cleaning, but we're going to get in there.
Okay.
We could do, content, pack out. We do sewage cleans. Or backup, you know, cleaning. Water restoration and cleaning.
Okay. So what's going to happen is my team, during your client onboarding, is going to actually take your keywords, take the services that you're providing, and then they're going to provide you with the list of top recommended keywords based on what it is that you're offering. So they will also give you prompting with services and verify everything with you, and you can always update or make changes as well. So this isn't like stay all be all here. This is just like giving us a rough idea of what you're offering, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I know you said you guys want to stay like at a 40-mile radius. You have 50 to play with. So you can always make changes or updates. They're going to verify service during client onboarding. And then what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
I think I put on there like 7 to 6 or something. Maybe we could do like 7 to 7.
Okay. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday, maybe like, I'll have Ed answer the phone on Sundays, and it's like, I don't know, like 9 to 6 or something.
Or you could do Sunday by appointment only. It's up to you.
Oh, yeah, we could say that, yeah.
Okay. That way everybody gets a day off. Do you offer emergency services?
So, probably the way y'all define it, no. Like, I'm not going out in the middle of the night. I'm not 24-hour, but I do offer emergency services.
Okay.
It's kind of a tricky thing. Like we go over to people's houses and drop equipment off and talk with them and get them signed up and begin the process. Sometimes we move. So we do emergency services, but we're not going out in the middle of the night to do it.
Okay. Yeah. So we just put emergency services. We just don't put 24-hour.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would be good then.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'll be pumping out basements and stuff too. So,
right. Okay, that's a good one. Basement pumping.
Yep.
Yep. See, this is what happens during the conversation. You were just gaining and gathering different bits of information to make sure that we are, you know, getting everything that we need. Now, did you say you had started a Facebook page for Serenity Restoration?
Yeah.
Do you know if it's active?
It is.
Okay, cool. Do you have a logo?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
I think I found it. I did.
Yeah, it just has the red, the salmon F.
For the found photo. It. For sure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. It's actually better for us to go in when it's more bare bones and make the changes than, you know, like when you guys have done a lot of, some people do damage.
Yeah, no. Ed was taking care of this. For the most part.
Yeah.
I haven't spent too much.
Okay, awesome. So, okay, client onboarding. I have a bit, this is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. We do block off the entire hour in case the technician is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. And I have available appointment times for this between 12 and 1, 1 and 2, 2 and 3, or we have between 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7.
Let's do 4 and 5.
Got it. Okay, you're going to see an email come through that's going to say local / CI for client interview, EN for English. It's going to have your first and last name along with your phone number. This will serve as a placeholder within our Google Calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, you will get a text to your personal cell phone and your email stating, hey, client onboarding is coming in the next hour. We're going to be calling from our 877 phone number just to verify everything. Whenever operations contacts you guys, we're always calling from the 877 phone number, which I'm going to send over right now with my direct extension because I am the lead on your account. And then also a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Now, give me just a second here to pull this part up. Okay, let me choose the correct package. Here it is. Right? Okay, perfect. I did select the correct one. I always like to make sure that I have the right thing here. Okay, so I'm selecting the $700 prepaid package for you guys, and then what's going to happen is I'm going to take the billing information. So for the card you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
No, just first and last name.
Okay. So what's going to happen is I'm going to put you guys in right now for call on my calendar. Let's see, May to June, June to July, July to August. I'm going to put a call in for you guys for, we're going to go July 25th. So that gives us plenty of time. I'm going to contact you guys back July 25th myself, and I'm going to see, are you ready to re-up? Do you want to go with another 3 months? Do you want to go with a 6 month? What do you want to do? Because, and then if you choose to go back month to month, I can bring it to the 239 that I did quote you. But when this paper, when I process this and it comes through, what it's going to say in the terms and conditions is that it if you go to month, that it automatically reverts back to the regular 299. But again, I have you in my calendar. I'm not going to let that happen because I've already promised you a certain price point and I have the notes in here. Okay.
Okay.
So I just, yeah, I want to make sure that, and then of course, any upgrades that you want or anything like that. I do have an expectation that you would obviously ask for me first, because I want to take care of that for you. Absolutely. But again, I think you guys are going to love it. So, for the cards you're putting on file, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. It is, 5347.
Mm-hmm.
4016.
Mm-hmm.
6157.
Mm-hmm.
6893.
Expiration month and year?
0129.
3-digit code on the back?
741.
A security question is your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
What is city I was born in?
Which is?
Dothan. D-O-T-H-A-N.
I think she could have sounded it out.
Oh, that's true. That was in Alabama.
C-H-A-N. It was in Alabama. That's in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. I ain't in Alabama no more.
I was born in Alabama, too, in Mobile.
Where? Oh, in Mobile? Oh, no.
I love Alabama.
So do I. I just went back. I literally just went. I just went back not even that long ago. You know, I went back at the beginning of May, March. I have a sister out there, so it was.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Okay, let me go ahead and include this. Monthly zero. I'm giving you guys the fancier website too. Hold on 1 second.
Oh.
Yeah, that way. Okay, I've got everything. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process I'm going to do the processing for the $700 prepay, and I'm going to read a voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. And it reads like, well, for you, you're doing a 3 month prepay, but, yeah, anyways, you'll get the point in just a second. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Serenity Restoration.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jonathan Gilliland, owner.
Jonathan, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are there any other authorized users on the billing of this account?
On the billing, no.
You don't authorize Ed as a user on the account.
Sorry, I thought it was just specifically billing. For Ed, in case you're calling in, yeah, that is authorized.
Okay, awesome. Okay, do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours, which is 3 actual days to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming in from Local Splash?
Yes, I agree.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is May 3rd, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $700. This is a prepaid flat rate for 3 months. When it reverts back in August, it will go back to the $249 original quote price. I will be contacting you before then to go over and review the account and ensure that you'd like to enable another, you know, prepay, or if you want to carry on month to month. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, I did just send over one more text. It's going to say, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a couple of them that look similar, but I reset your terms and conditions to reflect the numbers that we spoke about. So if you click on the last one that just came up, it's going to go ahead and say, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it should open up and say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Great.
Cool. And then once you open it up, just click the two boxes certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company and that you authorized to receive SMS text messages, and go ahead and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Gotcha.
The one where it says fill out the form?
Nope, that's the fill out the form is going to be for you guys to fill out the form for items needed for Google verification. That's where you're going to upload the license or the LLC and the insurance and stuff. Here, let me send you the link independently. I know that the system sends like a few of them,
yeah,
and it kind of feels spammy. I get that. Here you go. This last one right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, mobile phone number. Do I want to change that to the business number instead of a personal number?
That's for contact from Local Splash. That's for contact from us to him. So he mentioned he'd rather have it to his cell phone and leave the business line open for business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do I download the app, or is it just the
They're going to go over the downloading of the app and everything during client onboarding, but once you sign those T's and C's, it is going to prompt you, which you did already, thank you, it's going to prompt you to a username and password. So within your text messages, the username for the company is always going to be the, let me see which one did they do it at. It's going to be the business line ending in 50. And then your password is the auto-generated password, and it's semi-internet, but, or S-E-M internet, because there's not two I's. So it's S-E-M-I-N-T-E-R-N-E-T. Now, once you get in there, you're going to be able to upload the photos, and you can upload content and give us everything so it sits in your media folder, the insurance, all those things. If you guys are busy in the field and you're not going to be able to do that right now, it's no worry. We are going to send explicit instructions after client onboarding of everything we need from you.
Yeah, I'll be able to send all that stuff over definitely during the onboarding. So.
Cool. Okay. So as of right now, the last thing that I want to do is welcome you to Local Splash. And I also want to remind you, client onboarding will come between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this afternoon. And as long as I'm readily available, which I should be, I'll be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent. Okay? All right. Do you guys have any further questions for me?
I don't believe so. You better turn it off.
All right. It's my pleasure. Welcome to the Local Splash family. You guys have a great afternoon and drive safe, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.